definitely fucking gadol than Yitzchak. I mean, Tom in the second shot and Breivet and many other Rishonim said that he didn't need a Teira Bala versus Isura Bala. And the Ramban and others said you always only need Hagala for a knife because Azlina and Basar
Rov Kashmisha. Okay. Now just finish this up before we get onto some of the deeper svaras. It's a very, very unclear exactly how this translates into the Shulchan Aruch, because the Mechaber and Ma'at don't seem to fit any of these pshatim. What does the Mechaber say?
Where?
Well, what does the Mechaber say in two places?
In Kufa Ha'af in Erdea seems to say that Bo Sakinim.
Right, and in Kuf Chaf Aleph he says everything needs Liban, and in Tafan Aleph by Pesach he says
outright that everything goes by Rov Tashmisho.
That everything goes by Rov Tashmisho, and that Sakinim need Hagol. He says both those things, right? In Sif Vav he says everything goes by Rov Tashmisho, and in Sif Gimel he says Sakinim need Hagola. He says Sakinim need Hagola. So that's a little difficult because if he goes by Rav Tashmisho, then all Sakinim should need Hagala, Bain of Isser, Bain of Chametz. Right? He keeps this theorem and doesn't give a great answer. So, what's the answer for the Mechaber? What's Pshat in the Mechaber? Why did the Mechaber say? What are the things that add up? He says, Pesach, you need Hagala. He says, Rov Tashmisho. He says, by Isser you need Liban. Now, of course, what shot does it look like he's saying so far, based on what I've written on the board? It looks like he's a great shot. No? What shot does it look like he's taking?
In Heter
Bala, well, so far, you can say that Heter Bala needs Hagala, and Isser Bala needs Liban. But that doesn't make sense, because he says you go by Rov Tashmisho, and because he's Mefurish in Hilchos Pesach, that even in Hetera Bala, you need to do Liban for things that are used on the for baking, right? That's a valid,
right? Andy Mater Steward.
Yeah. So clearly he says that there's no that you need Liban for baking pans of chametz. Right, so obviously he doesn't hold from a kula of a Teira Bala. Rather, he holds from a kula of Rov Tashmisho. But then he should have been Mekel in Isurin also. So, what are the two possible pshatim in the Mechaber? What are the two possible pshatim in the Mechaber?
The Gura suggests that really he holds Rov Tashmisho and Machmir in Yoredea for the Shita of the
Kabbalah. Great. Okay, so what are the two pshatim? One is the Gura. The Gra says, really he holds like Rov Tashmisho, and you always just need Hagala. But there's a Chumra in Sakine Isser. There's just a Chumra Bialma in Sakine Isser to require Liban. Of course, that begs the question. Why does he make a Chumra Bialman Sakinim of Isser and not a Chumra Bialman Sakinim of Chametz? Normally, Chumra de Chametz, we have more Chumra Bialmans in Chametz than by regular Surim, right? We all know we have more Chumra Bialmans in Chametz than by regular Surim. So he still doesn't explain himself. Why does he have a Chumra Bialma? Fine, so he really holds like Rov Tashmisho, just has a Chumra Bialma by Sakinim of Treif. But why wouldn't he have the same Chumra Bialma by Sakinim of Pesach? What? That is not what the Gra says.
He says not Shvia.
Right. So what he says is that he says there's no Chumra Bialma by Sakinim of Chametz. This is against the Magen Avraham there. It says because you don't really use Sakinim for Chametz on the grill. Right? If you don't get a treif Sakin, sometimes you use your knife with meat on the grill, right? The guy, what does the guy cook that's treif meat? And sometimes he uses a knife to spear a piece of meat on the grill. But by bread, you never use a knife for chametz. When would you ever use a knife for chametz? You bake bread. You don't use a knife as part of baking bread on the, you know, in the oven. It's just not, you know, it's not accountable. So what he says that bimtzius, what's the difference between iser and what's the difference? In iser we have a chumra bialma because you sometimes use it on the grill, but in chametz we don't even need a chumra bialma because bimtzius you don't use it for baking bread, but you do use it for roasting meat. There's just a difference between how you use knives for meat and how you use them for bread. That's the gra's. That is the gra's chaf. He says that that even if you want to be machmir like rivak, choshev mi tashmish was a chumar bialma, but for bisar iser there is a miyot shimush al yedei ha'or, but for chametz is really not even a miyot shimush al yedei ha'or. Because he says, yeah, you don't really use knives with baking bread. Makes sense. Like if you're, I mean, of course it's different each generation, but like nowadays, if you had a knife and I would ask you, did you ever use that for meat, like on the flame? Say, yeah, maybe I cut the hot dog on the barbecue or I used it to spear something and take it off the barbecue. Yeah, did you ever use it for bread straight on the flame? Like, no, I never used a knife for like baking challah in my oven. Like, why would I use a knife? I'm not going to cut the challah walls in my oven or like stick the knife into it and try to take it out of my oven. No, that doesn't make sense. Which really means that according to the Gra, you have a new answer for our sugya, for the question of the Rishonim on our sugya. Right? Here's the question of the Rishonim. You have a new, very non-Lumdish answer, which is, Alpi Agra, what's the answer? How come in Chulin and Avodah Zarah, and Tosefta Avodah Zarah, it says you need Liban for a knife, and if Sakhman says you need Hagala for a knife? The answer is because they're talking about treif meat, and treif meat that is common to use on the grill. Here it's talking about bread. What's chametz stick? The meat's not chametz stick. Only bread is chametz stick. And bread products, it's not shkeith to use a knife. So maybe there is a difference in mitzius that you use a sakin on the grill for meat, but not for bread. And maybe that's why sakinim of Pesach were more mako, not because of any halachic svara, just because now I know the Gra saying this within a chumra v'yalma, but you could also say this in Ikra Din, right? If it works for a chumra, it works for Ikra Din. That maybe we really do worry about miyot tashmisho. But by chametz, you never use it on for bread. By meat, you do sometimes. And that's the Gra, that's basically the Gra says no chumra. He only says the mechaber as a chumra. But the difference between the sugyas, why are we machmir in one, not the other, is because bimtzius is a difference in how you use it for bread and how you use it for meat. The bimtzius difference, not a lumdish difference. The Mishnah Brura has a different shot in the machaber. What is the Mishnah Brura's shot in the machaber? What's the Mishnah Brura's shot in the machaber?
That the three, of the three shitas we had, of the second, third, and fourth shita we have on the board, so two of them are machmir by sakin of goy, and two of them are mikil by sakin of pesach. So he goes with the rove shitos by each.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, he didn't say it in that language.
He said that he didn't want to be mikil against.
Right, but I didn't say it. I'm saying the same thing. I was just saying in a different language. Is that the machaber was mesupak between 3 and 4. Here the supak, whether the right explanation was the kula rov tashmisho, or the right explanation was the kula the chometz the tiravola. So therefore what? Therefore, he's only makel to follow rov tashmisho for chometz, not for iser. Right? The Mechaber wasn't sure. Should he be lying in the Ramban or should he be lying in the Raifet? Right? On one hand, if he lies in the Ramban, then all the knives need only have Gola because follow Rov Tashmisho. But he wasn't willing to go that far. If he relies on the Raifet, then knives of Chometz require Hagala, and so does everything of Chometz only require Hagala. But he didn't rely on that either. Right? So basically, in, according to Mishnah Berurah, what's going on? In Kukuk Aleph Zayin, he says he won't rely on four of them. Nines of Isser, according to Rabban, you can make a Ruv Tashmisha, but he's not willing to rely on that. In Tafnon Aleph Dalid, which is the pans you bake challah on, so according to the Rabban, you could do Agala. But no, he won't rely on three alone. He's not going to be make on, say, the pans you bake challah on, you can do Agala to the Teirabala. He's not relying on a Teirabala alone. But in Tafnon Aleph Gimel, it's mutter according to the Raibit and the Ramban. Right? According to the Ramban, then Pesach knives have a gola because you follow Ruv Tashmisha. According to the Raibit, the Pesach knives, you can do a gola because Pesach is coming to the terrible, so a gola is good enough. So if you have both of them together, then he's only going to make a gola. That's shot in the Mishnah Berurah. Napkamina is, he would admit that for milk and meat, you could. No, because milk and meat might be even better than Pesach. Could be that everyone agrees milk and meat is a terapola.
No, but that won't help with the grud.
What?
I mean, nothing between the Shabur and the grud. The grud doesn't use a terapola. That would still consider it.
No, but the grud doesn't use a terapola because he doesn't think chametz is a terapola. But he might still admit that meat is a terapola,
okay.
Or milk is a terapola. It's not that he denies the principle, it's just he denies that chametz is a terapola. As we discussed. Okay, that's two pshatim in the Mechaber. How about the Ramah? What makes the Ramah different than the Mechaber? What does the Ramah say very explicitly, at least on the L'chachila level? Right, what does the Ramah say very explicitly, at least on the L'chachila level?
Do we assume that you need Libud even by a Terabah? Because, he says in Hilbo Pesach, the Mechaber is Miko, he says they have to be Kodesh.
Even for
the
Miyotash Misho, correct, at least L'chachila. B'dievet, he admits. I mean, halacha l'maaseh, if you kasher something in accordance with miyotash misho, b'di'evet, that would be good enough. If you cook food in it. But, l'chachila, we have to do this. So what did the Ramah say? The problem with the Ramah is that he doesn't argue on any mechaber about sakinim, right? He doesn't argue with any mechaber about sakinim, right? The Ramah seems to admit that sakin or pesach hagolah should be good enough, and Sakin of Isser shouldn't need Libud. And Ramah says that we're choshesh for Miyot Tashmisho even on Pesach, right? It's ready, because Pesach, you have the kasher in accordance with the worst way it was used, even Miyot Tashmisho. So now the Ramah is a little tricky, and he admits that baking pans need Libun on Pesach. So the problem is, what's the kula by knives? He doesn't have a kula of Miyot Tashmisho, of Ruv Tashmisho. He doesn't have a kula of a Teirabala. So why should he be makel that knives on Pesach Hagolah is good enough for? So what's pshat in the Ramah? So, the Gra doesn't address the Ramah, but l'chora, one way to answer the Ramah, and I'm going to prove to you this is what the Magen Avraham would have to say. I'll explain in a little second why I think. One way of answering the Nira B'shitas HaMagen Avraham is that he takes answer 5. That really, we're choshes even for Miyot Tashmisho on Pesach. Really, there's no kulas at all. The Ramah doesn't hold for any kulas. He doesn't hold for a kula of Ruv Tashmisho. He doesn't hold for a kula of a Terebola. It's just that knives are never used for chametz al yidei ha'or. What would the nafkamina then be? What if you used your knife once for chametz in the oven, then you would need Libun. Nafka mina is, if nowadays you use your knife sometimes. Al Yudei Ha'or, you need Liban for Pesach. Who says that, Nafkamina? Who she says that? That nowadays we have to leave into our knives for Pesach, unlike the Gemara? The Magen Avraham says Mefurish. The Magen Avraham says, look, for us Ashkenazim, you have to do leave into your knives. Why? Because sometimes you would cut a pie in the oven, or use it to move around a pie in the oven, and therefore the Miyat HaShvishu Zayin, or you need Liban. This is the Sheet of the Magen Avraham. Now what's the obvious Kasha of the Magen Avraham? Mr. Magen Avraham, how can you say knives do Liban for Pesach? It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Magen Avraham doesn't ask that question himself. Right? Magen Avraham says, oh, Ashkenazim need to leave into their knives for Pesach. Oh, it's against the Gemara. So the answer is obvious. The Magen Avraham would say, in the time of Chazal, they never used their knives al Yidei Ha'or, like the Gros Yisot. But nowadays, when we start using our knives sometimes al Yidei Ha'or, we have to do Liban. I can't think of anything else the Magen Avraham would say. So L'Ch'ora, one Pshat of Makabra and one Pshat of Arma have a new answer to the sugya that's not found in any Rishonim, which is that just in Tzias, you never use your knife while you make a order for bread, only for meat. In which case, Magen Avraham comes out of the Chumrah. Nowadays, I don't know what we do nowadays. Nowadays, I don't know if I ever put my knife into bread in the oven. But look at you, let's say my wife told me, oh yeah, all the time, like when I want to, I don't know what it is.
Test if it's ready.
See, if the chal is ready, I stick a knife into it in the oven. Then I need to do leave my knife for Pesach.
I often, in the toaster oven we have at home, the bread gets found back, I take the knife and I use it to scrape it to get the bread out.
Well, so you have to leave one for Pesach.
Yeah, the oven's off, though.
What?
It's always when the toaster oven's off.
Ooh.
But hot.
So then you probably wouldn't have to do leave one. What?
That's the whole thing.
What do you do with that?
Oh, you either slice the hot dogs or you...
You slice the buns on the barbecue?
Yeah, you twist them on the grill.
Thing, like chicken?
Okay, in which case you would have to leave onto your knives for Pesach.
How did you back in the day when they used to take the bread off the wall of the oven?
That's the
special. So you'd have to say that they didn't use a regular knife for that, they used a special morad, and that they didn't use on Pesach. I don't know what. You'd have to make some okepta. Yeah, correct. You'd have to make that okepta. But the grower already made the okepta, so it doesn't bother me. What's the second way to defend the Rambam, though? Right? All the Achronim reject the Magen Avraham. Except for the Mishnah Berurah. The Pima Gadim Kedarka Bakodesh says in a few places they reject the Magen Avraham and in one or two places they accept him. The Mishnah Berurah is very mysterious because in Sivvav he possibly the Yisod of the Magen Avraham, but in the Siman of Knives he doesn't say anything. So we're not sure what holds, but most Achronim reject the Magen Avraham. Right, I asked you to look at Rabbi Akiva and even the Prima Gadim on that Magen Avraham Gufa. How do the Achronim reject the Magen Avraham? What alternative shot do they have in the Ramah?
They say that, well, they reject by saying nothing changed. They
say always they used to use knives sometimes for buns on the grill. So, what do the other Achronim say? Again, the Prima Gadim, I admit, in general, any sort of complicated issue that comes up in a lot of places, the Prima Gadim is going to be sold for himself because his derech was not necessarily right consistently. Like when the Rav gave shir. Just like whatever he was up to, like whatever he thought then, he would write, and he wouldn't go back and make all his, sitkans agree. But the Achronim, right in the Magen Avraham, now according to that Magen Avraham, by the way, comes out with a big Korah. Anyone who kashers silver for Pesach, I don't know, if you have a fork, you don't sometimes put your fork in the oven and like take out a French fry or something? I mean, that's a chametz. And take out something chametz stick? Like, all are things you sometimes might, like, put in the oven with something that's baking and use them. Like, then you should need liban for everything for Pesach. And that doesn't seem to be the minhag, maybe.
My mother said this year, for the first time, she took the silverware to shul, and they did liban first, then they did a galifer. So it was the first time they did that.
Really?
Just took out
the okay. So, what do the Achronim say against the Magen Avraham? They say that the Ramah was Mesupak also. He was Mesupak whether he used the Kul of Rov Hashmisha or the Kul of Eteir Bala.
And therefore, what would he say? He wouldn't rely just on Rav Tashmisho. And he wouldn't rely just on a Teira Bala. But when you have both together, if you have both together, he's makel to follow Rav Tashmisho and not do Liban on Chametz. They say, really, you hold the same as Mishnah Berurah's Pshat and Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah does. He's not sure whether the Ramban's right or the right is right. So he says, well, maybe Rav Tashmisho is a Kula, maybe Chametz is a Terabala. If you have both them together, I'll be Makel. What did the Ramban before say? Then we're not Makel in Rav Tashmisho and Pesach. That's what Ramban said, but. So what are they going to write? They say, no. You have to be Medayik in the Ramban. What did the Ramah say according to the non-Magen Avraham Achronim? What was the case he didn't follow Rav Tashmisho?
Iruvi.
Exactly. If it is Rav Kli Rishon and Miyot Iroi, then he'd say that you need Kli Rishon. Or, let's say it's Rav... Oh, sorry. Other way around. Right? If you usually use it with Iroi, and the miyot you use it in a kli rishon, then he's machri. You can't follow Rav Tashmisho. Or let's say it's Rav Somiah, right? And miyot kli rishon, then he'd say you need kli rishon. But the Ramah never says what the din is if it's Rav al yidei chamin and miyot al yidei ha'or. That Ramah never explicitly says what the din is. What's the din? He says, you have to be machmer and bichos for miyot tashmisho. But all his examples are where the miyot tashmish is hagolah, right? If really you could do Eroi, but the miyot tashmish is hagolah and klibisho, you have to be machmer. If really you could just wash it out because it's cold, but the miyot tashmish is klibisho, you have to be machmer. What if it's rov al yidei chamin and miyot al yidei ha'or? So this is the machlokes keys to lashonos. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah would say, you need Liban. Because Ramah doesn't hold of any kulas. But most Achronim would say you need Hagolah. Why? Because of a Tzeiruf. They say, look, 3 and 4. Hetera Bala, there's no din that Hetera Bala changes Kli Rishon into Iroi. No din that Hetera Bala changes the Hagolah into Shtifa. There's only a din that a Terabala brings Liban down and says you do Agola instead. That's the only din of a Terabala. So therefore, the Medayik and the Ramah say the Ramah never says you always are Choshesh Lamiya Tashmisho. He just says you're always Choshesh Lamiya Tashmisho to require Hagolah. But he admits that you're not Choshesh Lamiya Tashmisho to require Liban. He admits you can rely on Rav Tashmisho to not do Liban. Why? Because in Manashah, either Ramban's right, you follow Rav Tashmisho, so you don't need Liban, or the right is right, and Chametz is a Terabala, you don't need Liban. So that's what most Achronim say in the Ramah. There's a big machlokas in the Ramah. Does the Ramah think there's new pshat, that the difference has been Tzias, and that really there's no coolas at all, it's just been Tzias in the days of Chazal, they didn't use knives on the flame? Or no, is he just mesupa between the two mainstream pshatim being the Ravid and the Ramban, and therefore he's only makel if you have Rav Tashmisho together with Hetera Bala, and therefore he only makel, but he understands that Hetera Bala is only a kula to go down from Liban to Hagolah, not to go from Hagolah to something lower than that. Therefore, he's machre to follow Rav Tashmisho when the question is Hagolah or less than Hagolah, but he would admit to be makel to follow Rav Tashmisho to require Hagolah instead of Liban, which is why he didn't argue on Sakinim. So that's a big machlokas halakha l'maisa. In terms of what we do, the Mishnah Berurah to take the more machmer opinion here, although I think the Minhag Olam is like the other Achronim. Because, I don't know, until this year, according to what Gutenberg tells me, I think the Minhag Olam is that even if you have something which was like once used al yidei ha'or, like silverware, and knives, people still do Hagolah for knives. But who knows?
Mechaber doesn't see Bab Tiyut against the Mishnah Berurah because Sidon Mechaber is Makel
Now that I explain this, right? So, so I think what here, I admit that I am going out on a limb. What you have to say from the Mishnah Berurah Pshat and the Mechaber is that the Mechaber thinks that Teira Bala is also relevant to saying that you could do Iroi instead of Hagalah, or saying, but that would be a big Kiddush, right? Whoever heard that a Teira Bala lets you do Iroi instead of Hagalah, so how is that Teira Bala a Tzad L'Hakal there? So it, unless you want to say this very dachuk thing, it seems like it's Yuvta against the Mishnah Berurah Pshat and the Mechaber.
The only Rishonim we talk about, the only one we saw was the right that he explains the Metzias of a Teira Bala that it wouldn't work with Iruvin.
Right. So it's a, I admit that, it would be very hard to defend that pshat. It would be very hard to defend that pshat. Oh, the Mishnah is obviously thinking something. Right. I mean, anything we thought of, he probably also thought of. Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Sarhian.
The Minig Olam is like the gross pshat, in the, at least we're applying it to the Ramah, that we allow the tziruf of the two...
From what I've ever seen, the Minig Olam is to do Hagalah for knives and silverware, which sounds like the other Achronim. Except Gutenberg tells me that in Toronto, they do Liban on knives and silverware. So I guess it would depend whether it's the Minig Olam of the old Pashto Minig Olam or the new Minig Olam in Toronto. What?
The Lakewood Kollel like is taking over certain things, I guess. So.
Okay, but I assume that what Lakewood Kollel does in Toronto, Lakewood Kollel does in Lakewood also, right? So then it would be, and a lot of other places. Anyway, I don't know. So it could be that there's no Kollel Minig Olam, but at least in the old days, the Minig Olam was like the other restaurant.
I mentioned this during Seder, but Yigra also has a problem with the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel on to do Iruy on Kalim that he says the Perish are sometimes used in a Perishon. So you can't say that it's because of, you can't say it had anything to do with Shrichi was because he allows it on things where Ishriya has made a Perishon.
Hmm, you're really killing the Machaber here. Meaning if he's going to say the Chumra, that the reason he doesn't apply this Chumra B'Alma here is because it's, you never use Ali Deha or then why doesn't he apply the Chumra V'Alma in Sivav? Then why doesn't he apply the Chumra V'Alma in Sivav? The Mechaber's getting into a lot of trouble here. You see, there's one line in the Ramah, in the Groh, where he seems to add another factor, although that he says maybe the Chumra V'Alma is only in Sakinim of Isser because you might, you have to say the Chumra V'Alma is only for Sakinim. Why? Because also there are some Sakinim with holes, and therefore they would need Liban. So you have to, you're right, you have to add a factor that the Chumra V'Alma was in Sakine Isser only because it was miyat shimush on the or because there's miyat shimush al yidei ha'or and some sakinim have holes. Maybe that's what you'd say. The chumra b'yama was only because some sakinim have holes and because you use it sometimes al yidei ha'or. Therefore, if it's not sakinim, there's no chumra b'yama. You still have to explain why. And Pesach is also sometimes use Aliyah or in some of holes. So the answer is no, you never use Aliyah or. But I think that the Grub does add the fact that some Sakinim have holes. He also, one place, seems to imply that maybe because by Yisr, you might one day buy a socket which is so big that it's usually used for roasting meat, and maybe so you don't get confused. Well, it's not so clear whether you really meant that. Of course, that's what you have to add. It's very funny. Like, the Rishonim are so clear, a few Shitas, and the Mechaber and Arma are very, very difficult. What can you do? Okay. Now,
By Pesach, the fact that I don't use it for bread, even though it might have holes, even though I might buy a big one, doesn't influence me much.
Correct. That's why you still have to say there's a difference in Matzias. Okay. Now let us get at some, now that we figured out the different shitas,
let's figure out the lumdus as to what this means about the whole idea of kasher and kibble. And let's try to get to the Yesod number to the best of our ability. Now, let's start with the two. What are the two main factors that come from the sugya? The issue of Rov Tashmisho and the issue of Chametz being Hetzer Bala. Let's start with Rov Tashmisho. So, we have a big machlokes rishonim whether we're can be makel to whether we can be makel to follow Rov Tashmisho or not. Who are some of the rishonim who agree with the kula of Rov Tashmisho? Someone give me a list of some of the rishonim who agree with this kula of Rov Tashmisho. Rashba, good. Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, right, when he in his fight with the Rivan, so you have Rashba, right? How about the Kula of Rov Tashmisho? You have Rashba, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu David, the Ran. Sounds pretty clearly like he agrees. The Ritva, I mean, these all are people influenced by the Ramban and other Rishonim. Who disagrees with the principle of Rov Tashmisho? This is a little tricky because okay, hold that thought.
Okay.
Who disagrees? It's a little funny because Mistama, it could be a lot of people disagree with the concept of Rov Tashmisho, they just don't talk about it. But who explicitly cares about Miyah Tashmisho? Because he thinks that it's even talking about a sakin gadol, which you always use on the fire. So the truth is, it could be depends which shot, but it sounds like in some places, like he says, like besides my first shot is right, but I also have a second shot which I don't really need. Yeah, he doesn't need a second shot, but you're right. It depends whether he like thinks he needs both shots in or like really just has extra shots in. But it sounds in most places like he just has extra shots in. He's not retracting what he said before. He just has extra shots in. The Rivam, who argues on Rabbeinu Tam, right, he's the one who says you buy a knife from a guy, he says sometimes you use it to fix the candle, right, you have to be choshesh, so he's explicitly have to be choshesh from Miyah Tashmisho, as well as, many other Rishonim who by their silence assume that we're choshesh from Miyah Tashmisho, because they don't say this kula Rov Tashmisho. And the truth is that many, many Rishonim hold like Rov Tashmisho, halach lemaisa, you should know, that the Mechaber passed like Rov Tashmisho, and even the Ramah admits that Bidiyeved were so Mecham Rov Tashmisho, just not Lachachilo. So Me'ikra Adin, we seem to follow this Kula of Rov Tashmisho, right? Me'ikra Adin, we follow this. Even the Ramah, he says Bidiyeved, we follow this Kula of Rov Tashmisho. And what's the Raya they bring? The Raya they bring is from the Mishnah and the Brisa, the end of Vodazara. What does it say? Things you use for cooking, you do Agola. Oh, what if you once used it on the flame? Things you use cold, you just wash out. What if you once used it for cooking, right? So the answer might be you never did, but a simple shot is what if, right? They said you buy from a guy something used for a certain usage and that's how you kosher it. What if the guy might have used it in a more chumrah way? The answer is we don't care, right? We follow the Rov usage. Why? What's the svara? Why would we follow the Rov usage? What's the svara? After all, if you think about it, right, let's compare two cases. Right? What are my two cases? Here I have, I buy from the guy a kli. Right? It was used al yaday ha'or once and al yaday chamin zero times. So I need libun because it was used al yaday ha'or, right? What if I buy another kli from a guy? It was used al ha'or once and al yaday chamin 99 times. Then I need hagalah. It seems a little funny, right? Either way, he used it once with pork on the barbecue. Just if all he did is that, then you need libun. If he also then used it 99 times to stir his ham soup or whatever it is, his tripe soup, then it goes down to hagalah. Like, it seems a little strange, right?
it seems a little strange. So, it seems like a strange kula. Why should, either way, he used it for Liban. Why should he also use it for other things, make it more makel? So the truth is, in the Ritva's formulation, who is about to say the Ritva? Grun. He's not quite as radical as it sounds. What does the Ritva say?
You're not sure that it was used on the
age. Exactly. He says, the kula of Rov Tashmisha wasn't if you know. It was if you don't know. He says, he basically says, I'm wrong. What I wrote on the board is wrong. No, there's no kula like that. That's ridiculous. What, and the truth is, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam, he has different formulations, different tosim, but in chulin, that's the first thing he says, right? What does he say? I'll read it to you. Kaven chain ikr tashmish l'kach lo chayshina dilma isra meva avid hachi. Since that's not the main usage, we don't think it happens. Not that it's okay because it only happens sometimes. If it's not the main usage, we don't think it happened. So, one explanation is the Ritva and Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Chulin in his first Svara, and then he has a second Svara also. Right, he says that we're only makel if we don't know, because we assume it wasn't used at all in the uncommon way. It's not that we're really makel that you don't have to, you can kasher according to the real way, not the miyut way. No, if you know it was used, you have to kasher it. It's just that we're not chov, we're not machzik iser, right? When Tom says stop, we're not machzik iser. The Ritva says, especially since after 24 hours old, grab bonnets, why do you choshesh? We think that he never used it the miyut way. Miyut doesn't mean you know it was used. Miyut means miyut of people, right? They have a different shot. Rov and miyut doesn't mean the same guy used it mostly for one thing and sometimes for the other. No, it means most people use it for one thing. And some guys use it for a different way. Most guys use it in a pot of boiling water. And some guys use it on the barbecue. So we're not choshesh that he was a guy who used it on the barbecue. We assume he never used it on the barbecue. Then it's not such a crazy kula, right? It's not such a crazy kula. Why should we assume he used it on the barbecue? Most people don't use it that way. He probably didn't use it on the barbecue. Then it's not such a crazy kula, right? According to the Ritva, this first formulation of time, it's not such a crazy kula. It's actually a pretty reasonable kula. It's actually a pretty reasonable kula, because, again, they don't say it means vadai miyut hashmisho. They mean safek miyut hashmisho. So we're not choshish for that safek. However, it's a good hesber, but Rabbeinu Tam later on and the other Rishonim don't sound that way, right? Most Rishonim sound like we're mako even on vadai miyashimash. Right? And Rabbeinu Tam himself said, and even if he did, it's okay. So, what's Rabbeinu Tam's second shot on Kulin? What's Rabbeinu Tam's second shot on Kulin? He says, and even if we know he used it once that way, it's no problem, because okay, that's not Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? He says something which also the Rishonim don't sound that way. Says va'afilu isrei d'shtam sholidir. Even if the guy used it once sholidir, or sagi va'gol the chomash shovelif sholidir rochin pole va'gol Rishona. What does he say? He says that we're makel because the Jew will use it the normal way. And it won't be polite. He says, even if the guy once used it, now this is a very local kula, it's only applied like to the candle thing. He's going to kill me, which is, we also kill our candles. But he says, even if the guy once might have used it in the weird way, but the Jew will only use it in the normal way, and therefore it won't come out. Right? This Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, this is not going to explain most of the Rishonim. Why? Because most Rishonim sound like the Jew can use it
however he wants, right? Most Rishonim assume that something was used once on the barbecue, but usually on the stove, then you can kasher the agola and use it however you want. They don't restrict how you can use it. So number one, this doesn't seem to be the explanation for the mainstream Rishonim, because they don't restrict how the Jew used it. There's only been a time, he says, in one case of a knife, that the only time you would put it in your fire is to fix your candle, so the Jews don't use knives to fix their candles. And, halacha l'maisa, we don't agree, even if Bensius, that was the case, we wouldn't agree with him. Halacha l'maisa, we assume, what is he assuming? That if something was used on the barbecue and you do Haggalah, it'll only trape up if you use it on the barbecue. Nothing will come out if you use it in a pot. We assume not that way. That's what Tosa says to right here. We assume that if something needed Leaven, you do Haggalah, even if you use it in a pot, trape will come out. So, Al Pidin, this is controversial. Right there in Tosos, Tosos says that's ridiculous. That's not a valid kula, but also just Al Pio Kenta, that's not the svar of all the Rishonim. Because all the Rishonim are not saying, oh, it's only mutter to follow Rov Tashmisho if you're going to use it the Rov way. They say you can follow Rov Tashmisho, and they don't tell you how you should use it and how you shouldn't use it. Maybe I'll also sometimes use it on the barbecue. So that's clearly not the real explanation. Then I think he would also be making according to this svara. Just usually, if the guy's wrote Tashmish was Liban, so would yours be, probably. But yeah, theoretically, you'd also be making. But again, we would not follow that. Right? We assume that if something needed Liban and you did Haggalah, even if you use it on the stove, it'll trade up your food. Okay, so what's the main... These are not the mainstream shatim. What are the mainstream shatim? The mainstream shat is... What was Gutenberg going to say? Who said it?
Sure.
The Rashva. And I didn't put this on the Makorah sheet. But this is very famous. It got down to the Achronim, the Shulchan Rashba says it, and then it's a short Rama Mipano. The Rama Mipano said the same thing. And then the Achronim all like this pshat. What did he say? That, how do we have this illogical kula? Right? It's not a logical kula. Where do we get this illogical kula? I mean, again, according to these pshat, it's logical. It's that it was, we assume, was never used Al-Yidei Hor. That's logical. That's not what all the Rishonim say. Or, we assume that taket still is treif, but it's not going to treif up your food because you'll use it the regular way. But that's also not the way the Rishonim sound the Okimta, and not true in Din. So, they say, no, we need to get a good shot. What's the good... Either way, you need an Okimta, right? Here the Okimta is... We don't know. Here the Okimta is that the Jew will use it in a normal way. What's the Okimta according to the Rashba and the Rambam Kano? What's their Okimta? Exactly. Their Okimta is it's Eino Ben Yomo. That's also an Okimta, right? Everyone has an Okimta. Except for me. Everyone has an Okimta. It's Eino Ben Yomo. And why are we making Eino Ben Yomo? Because Eino Ben Yomo is only the Rabbanan. So he kilu. Bidirabanan, Ramami Pano had a line, which I don't think this line really adds anything, so I didn't ask you to look it up, but the Achron loved this line. Said, hey Mamru, hey Mamru, after all, it's only a Dirabanan that you have the Kasher Eino Ben Yomo, then the Rabbanan can be making and say, follow Rov Tashmisho. You should know, by the way, in the later Achronin, this has created a whole literature, because they said, but what if you use it for a Dover Charif? Eino Ben Yomo by Dover Charif is Doraisa. So everything you might use for a Dover Charif, so how can we have this Kula? So all the Achronim had to conclude that the din of Dover Charif is only Drabanan. Because otherwise this Rama Mipano and Rashba wouldn't make sense. So this is a significant factor when they discuss Dover Charif. Right, if you open the Dover Charif book, he has the 20 pages in the beginning that, well, is Dover Charif Doraisa Drabanan? Says, well, first it seems to be Doraisa because it's just a fact. But no, it has to be Drabanan because otherwise the Rama Mipano doesn't work.
Maybe they agree that you can't use it on the
Dover Charif? No, someone should have said so. No one ever said so.
They said so, it only worked for Eino Ben Yomo.
In the 700 years, someone should have said that. Someone should have said that. And also, it wouldn't make sense, because you'll remember not to use it for Dover Charif? That's a logical shot. You're going to forget.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a nice conclusion, but... Anyway, now, yeah. No, that's fine. The Torah only asks Ben Yomo or Dover Charif.
the Gemara says, well, Asr Torah Kliras Da'an Bas Yoma. Why didn't the Gemara say, well, Asr Torah Kliras Da'an Yoma or Dara Chars?
That's also a good deal. Okay. Now, is this just Stama Kula, or is there a Svara why they're Mekul and Darabbanan? Here it's funny, because in the Rashba, he doesn't give much of a Hesper. The Ritva also based on Eben Yoma Darabbanan. But he uses that for a Safek, not for a Vaday. But it's funny, in the Ramami Pana and the Rashba, they don't necessarily explain, well, why would the Rabbanan be Mekil? They make it seem like sort of random. Well, it's the Rabbanan, they can be Mekil. Which doesn't make so much sense, because, like, why would they randomly be Mekil? But really, what Svara can you say?
I think I have a Svara, but you have to be machalik between the case of Libun and Agala versus, like, Hadacha, just like washing.
Oh, yeah, okay, so what's your Svara?
That the problem of the reason we don't, the reason why you have to kasher after 24 hours is because the Zayin might come to use it for 24 hours, but you're kashering it anyways. In this case, you're still doing Hagala. As long as you do some sort of kashering afterwards, then it's going to be fine. I'm not worried you're going to start using it for 24 hours.
Well, then you have Hagala, because you could say as long as you wash it afterwards, it'll remind you. What Daniel's saying is that once you have to do something, then that's a reminder not to use it within 24 hours. Right? It's just a little tricky, though, because if you think about it, if I use it with Hagala after 24 hours, maybe I'll use it with Hagala within 24 hours. Right? So, I hear what you're saying. I have a different shot.
You say that most things were used, maybe minority of things, not allies, the huge tircha, that's the legal on everything that you
So you could say that they just were mekel because of a big tircha, but I thought I could have a better svara.
Think most of the things are kasher or tir bala, and it's not or not?
No, because I don't think that's necessarily true. Okay. Anyway, why? I can't promise, but I think you could say because Milsa de lo shchika, maybe, lo gazru bei rabbanan. If it's all exer de rabbanan asu ben yoma, then what's the point? It's shchiyas that it'll be ben yoma of the regular use. So they made exera. But to be ben yoma of the uncommon use is lo shchiyach. So maybe they only made exera on the shchiyach thing, not on the lo shchiyach thing. But if you have something that's used 99 times, yali decham and once yali decham, or make exera to require hagola after 24 hours, lest you use it within 24 hours, because that's shchiyach. But to make exera to require liban, lest you use it within 24 hours of the yali decham, or that's not shchiyach. Maybe they didn't make exera on a milsa de lo shchicha. So that's what the pshat I want to read into the Rashi of the Ramami Pano. I admit that neither of them say it themselves. And if you want, you could just say because they didn't want to be matriachas, etc. But I think that, I think all the other pshatim are like, well, if they didn't want to be matriachas, then why be gozer at all? But here, it makes sense. They were matriachas for the rogue tashmish, because that's shchiach, and they were gozer and also the shchicha. They weren't matriachas for the meal tashmish, because that, even though theoretically we could mess up, but it's lo shchiach, and they didn't have to be gozer, and suddenly it wasn't shchiach. Again, I guess I'll point out here, by the way, that you might have noticed in the Rishonim, when it comes to Rov and Miot, some of them use the Lashon of Rov and Miot, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't use the Lashon of Rov and Miot. He uses the Lashon of Kavua, not Kavua. So it could be that when a lot of Rishonim, Rov and Miot doesn't mean 51-49. It means common and uncommon. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean 51-49. It might mean the regular ways and the uncommon ways. So 60-40, those are both be Rov, according to some Rishonim. By Miot, we mean like something not common. And then it makes sense. Milsa lo shchicha lo gozer rabbanan. That's the way I like to read the Rashba. Although I can't promise. Now, here's all the poskim accept the Rashba, and therefore come with the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina of the poskim? And again, I'm not here arguing poskim alach l'maisa. Nafkamina in the poskim. What's the obvious nafkamina of the poskim? You can find it in the Mishnah Berurah. Exactly, is that if it's ben yomo, you need to be choshesh for miyot tashmisho. If it's within ben yomo of the miyot tashmisho. So, for example, if you have something that was always used to stir a pot and just once was used on the grill, but that once was 12 hours ago, then you can't kasher with hagola because now it's doraisa. It's within 24 hours. And in doraisa, there's no room to be makeup. That's what the achronim saying, and that's psak halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, this is what we accept.
Do we, anyways, still make you wait 24 hours? And that, anyways, it's going to be a little hagala.
So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's not in that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's not in the Rishonim or the Gemara. So Yeah, it's a little anachronistic to put that back. You're right, because of halacha lemaisa, since the minhag is to always wait 24 hours, we don't have to worry about it.
And because b'devi anyway, it's going to be good with the gala, right?
No, not if it's ben yomo. According to the Rashba, the whole b'devi Ashkenaz were only make able to rely on this b'devi. This is the b'devi according to Ashkenaz.
Really, you should just not be able to use it within ben yomo.
Why? If you kasher it the right way.
No, I'm saying if you kasher it up your robe.
You're right. If you kasher up your robe, you can still use it 12 hours after that. 12 and 12, yeah.
Right.
I'm correct.
So really, is there...
That's an interesting question. I have to dive in the post to see what they say. Logically, you're right. It could just be as a little plug.
That would be dangerous.
Yes, that I'm not sure. That's a detail which you could fill in. Again, if you're Ashkenazic, then none of this... We don't do this one half feel anyway, so it's not such a big halacha myself. Now, however, I'll tell you my only problem with the Rashba and the Rabbi Tano. I'll tell you my only problem. And you could say, I care about your problem. Or you could say, no, and stop listening. If you stop listening, I won't be insulted. What might you say? My problem is that most Rishonim don't say... It has to be Eino Ben Yomo. So, right? The Ramban and the Ran and... Well, there's something that the Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam and Abu Dazar just says, we don't worry about Tashmash Eino Kavua. He doesn't say anything about Ben Yomo, Eino Ben Yomo. Most Rishonim don't say this. Where did everyone get it from? One Shuk Rashba. So now we are Zocha to see the Ritva also, and Zachary found the Ritva also. But in the Rishonim, it's found two places in the Rishonim, the Shut Rashba and the Rishonim Sakam. All the other Rishonim don't say this. Now it could be, because it was obvious to them. But, Niralani Zaiki Yesh Makom to ask whether there might be a way of explaining this without relying on Eino Ben Yomo, not the Alok Lamaisa, but in Torah Lishma, maybe there's a way of explaining this without relying on Eino Ben Yomo, because you'd think all the Rishonim should, if this is a special kulin d'rabbanan, like, shouldn't the Rishonim have said, oh, because it's Eino Ben Yomo? Like, you'd think the Rabban should have said that. Okay, maybe you don't like my question. But if you do like my question, or if you don't, I think there's a fourth way to explain it. Which I almost found in a few of us. And I'm sure, like, someone will say they read in the Sefer. But I found something similar to this. I found, like, my next step after this in a Sefer, the sort of more important than what I'm about to say. Maybe you could say like this, and it all comes back to a very fundamental chakira that I told you all to keep in mind. What very fundamental chakira did I tell you all to keep in mind? A while ago. Three shiurim ago or four shiurim ago or something. What's the whole vart of kasher and kavim? What's the whole vart of kavim? One way, and I admit, the mainstream way to understand the whole vart of kavim is that it's all a hechitinsi of nesinas tam. What's wrong with the treif kli? It's a hechitinsi of treif tam ke'ikr. What does kashering do? It removes the, it cleans the kli, so there's no hechitinsi of tam anymore. The mainstream standard way to understand the whole issue of Avelas Kalim is that it's all just bintzias, a hechitensi of having taste molecules or not having taste molecules. However, remember the Ramban quoted in the Ra'ah, and the Bedek Abayis tells us, he gives us the Yesod. He says, what if Amanda Amar Tam Ke'ikr is not the Oraisa? How does he understand what's wrong with Treif Kalim? Remember, Mandam Tam Ke'ikr Lav the Oraisa says, if I put lard in my chones and it tastes like lard, that's mutter midoraisa. But if I cook it in a chazer dik pot, it's also doraisa. Why? Not because the hechitimtzi of taste of chazer. Taste of chazer is fine, midoraisa, according to that mandor. So it says, no, maila. He says the special xeris akasov, that there's a chalos iser in the kli, and that chalos iser can asher my food. So what did Ramban say? Man da omar, tam kicker lav doraisa, you're... I'm not saying Ramban, there's a Ramban up there. You're forced to say this for that Manda Amar, right? This Ramban is a Mukhr Svara. The Ramban happens to say it, but everyone has to say it. If you hold Tam Kikr Lav Doraisa, then why are Kalim Kain Doraisa? The answer is, it's not a Hechitensi of Tam. It's a Chalos Isser in the Kli, that ashers your food. Take it one step further. So what does the Torah mean when it says, Chaldavar sheyav v'ish havir v'ish v'taher v'chol asher yoloi v'ish tavir v'mayim? That's a chalos heter in the Kli. So there's a chalos iser in the Kli, and then there's a mater. That mater is called kasher in the Kli. That's mandar m'tam ke ikar lavdo reisa. The question is, what happens since we hold tam ke ikar dar reisa? Right, l'chor we paskin tam ke ikar dar reisa. Even though some rishonim paskin tam ke ikar lavdo reisa, if you're medayik in their sheet, a lot of them end up saying that classic case of the tam ke ikar are dar reisa, and they didn't really mean something as radical as they sound. Right, Rashi says tam ke ikar lavdo reisa, but he doesn't really mean it. And the Ran says tam ke ikar lavdo reisa, but he doesn't really mean it. So let's assume that vast majority of rishonim hold that regular tam ke ikar of like I put lard in my chomps and I can taste it is dar reisa. So then how do we understand kalim? Right, and this is a big yisod in, if you'll allow me to speak about methodology. Right, why is it important to understand the sheet that we don't hold like? So number one, you could say just in the theoretical kiyum of Talmud Torah, Eilu Be'ilu Jibril Kim Chayim. I think the Rav one said, what's the main nafkamina of Eilu Be'ilu Jibril Kim Chayim? That both sheetas are a chetza of Talmud Torah. And therefore it's the same kiyum asay of Torah, Talmud Torah, to learn Be'ishamer Be'ishillel. Because Eilu Be'ilu Jibril Kim Chayim. Okay, that's a good enough reason. But also because you can't understand the sheet that we do paskin like properly on the deepest level until you understand the sheet that we don't paskin like. Because the question is what Rav Lichtenstein always does. Where do you get chakiris from? So some people think you just like make up chakiris, right? But no, the Achronim didn't just make up chakiris. Chakiris flow out of the Makoros. What's one of the ways chakiris flow out? Sometimes they flow out of the Shaka Vataria. What's one of the ways? This is Rav Lichtenstein, this is as you saw it in all of his shiurim, that chakiris flow out of the Makoros, is that you have one sheet and we reject it. The question is, do we reject that shita entirely and we don't hold like it at all? Or no, we reject like one application of that shita, but we keep the yisod of that shita. That's always in the shaka v'taria. Is the havmina maskana? Is the maskana saying we reject the havmina entirely or no? It's a technical difference, but we keep the havmina. So over here, it's the same thing with shama v'yisilo. I mean, here it's not v'shama v'yisilo. Is it that we reject v'shama entirely or really accept the yisod of v'shama just we reject one prat? And that's the chakira here. The chakira is, two ways to understand, here we have manda omar tam kikir lav de oraisa. Manda omar tam kikir lav de oraisa have to say, what's wrong with kalim? Kalim is a chalos iser and a mater. The chalos iser is kot trait. The mater is hagola and libun. Right? What do you do with manda omar tam kikir de oraisa? So does mandar or tam ke ikar dar raisa say, one way of saying mandar, and this actually might, in the Gemara depends whether mandar or tam ke ikar dar raisa learns from Gilei Midyan or learns from Mishras, right? So you might say that mandar or tam ke ikar dar raisa says, kalim is just a hechitzi of tam, especially if you hold you learn tam ke ikar from Gilei Midyan. What are you saying? Gilei Midyan is not a special halos. It's just a hechitzi of tam. And what's kashering? And kashering is a hechitzi of no tam. Very simple. Trace kalim is a hechitzi of tam to ikar of trace, that if you cook your food, it'll be tam to ikar of trace. And if you kasher the clean, then it's a hechitzi, there's no tam anymore. Shalom on Yisrael. This is, I think, the mainstream understanding. But, and this is especially if you learn tam to ikar from Mishras, and keep assuming Gilei Midyan is a chiddush. Right? The other way of understanding is that no, that tam ke ikar dar raisa is that tam of food to food is obviously usser. But tam in a kli, that's not a classic tam ke ikar. Maybe tam in a kli is not classic tam ke ikar. But only usser because of the gzeiras hakasuv of klei midyan. Tam in a kli might, even the man of tam ke ikar d'oraisa might admit, tam ke ikar d'oraisa. But I admit to your yisod about kalim, Kalim aren't regular tam keker. Tam keker d'oraisa is tam from food to food. Tam from a kli, that's not regular tam keker d'oraisa. That's a gzeres hakasuv. Of kli midyan. What does the gzeres hakasuv tell us? That there's a chalos iser in a treif kli. And tashering is a chalos matir. Even he might admit that what they call maila, right? The Ramban's lashon was maila. It's just a maila, meaning it's just chalos in the kli. That even though Tam Kikr's d'oraisa, that's not what lies behind kalim. That's what lies behind food mixing with food. But kalim is still a maila. It's a chalos of kli midyan. The Torah says when you cook treif in the kli, that's chalos iser. When you kasher the kli, that's a chalos matir. And then if you use the kli without kashering it, then the time of that kli will asher your food.
That's an important logical point, really.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the fact that fundamentally none of the Rishonim and none of the Achronim were willing to say that? It's not just that
by claiming that most of the Rishonim do say that, as I'm about to do in a second. I'm going to claim that they do say it. The truth is that this also has strong roots in the Gemara, because there's a daily Gemara that Kli Midyan is a Chiddush L'Kuli Alma. So once you say something's a Chiddush, then also you can ask what kind of Chiddush, but it's already not so crazy. Now, what do I want to say based on this? I want to say, based on this, that this explains the idea of Rov Tashmisho. And maybe this is why the Ramban was willing to follow Rov Tashmisho. Because if you look at it from a perspective of Heiti Tensi, then if this needs Liban, this should also need Liban. But if you look at it from a perspective of the Chalos of the Kli, of a Chalos Matir, then what does the Matir say? The Matir says you have to kasher the Kli in accordance with its usage. So if a kli is used mostly ala or you kasher with liban, if it was used mostly with chamin, and you kasher with agala, it doesn't matter if in tzias how many molecules there are and how deeply they're ingrained. It matters what the definition of the kli is, and the definition of the kli goes by rov tashmisho. Again, rov might not mean 51. Rov might mean common as opposed to uncommon. But the definition of a kli is rov tashmisho, and I think that maybe that's the svara. And Simi is asking, why did anyone say it? Well, no one said A, B, and C, right? Most Rishonim didn't say any of the other explanations. So Yesh Mako Momar, that they held this explanation. I recognize I can't prove it. I recognize it's a Chiddush. Okay. I hope it's Mutter Sei Kedushin. And more importantly, I hope that it's true. Even if it's Usher, that's okay as long as it's true. And if it's Mutter and it's not true, that probably doesn't help. But I think you'd say I'll leave the MS. I thought I heard this once, but I wasn't able to verify anyone who said it in exactly this way that I'm saying, although in a second I'll bring you someone who basically agrees, that maybe you could say that since Kasherin is a chalos matir, it depends on the nature of the kli, not the metzius of the blios. It doesn't really matter which kli has more blios or which kli has less blios than another kli. What matters is the Torah made gzeres hakasuv. What's gzeres hakasuv? Kol davar, what gzeres hakasuv is kitash misho kachech shero. And what does that mean? If the kli has a chalos of kli or, then it needs hechsher al deha or. If the kli has a chalos of kli chamin, it needs hechsher al deha chamin. If the kli has a chalos of kli tzonin, it needs hechsher al deha tzonin. It depends on the nature of the kli, not the presence of the bleels. And we don't actually care what you will taste and what you won't taste. Either way, we don't care if you actually will taste something, we call it kosher, or if you actually won't taste something, and or will only taste a tam kolish, and you call it treif. We care about the halos matir. And once you've kashered the kli in accordance with its definition and its tafkid, then you've kashered the kli. And it doesn't matter to us what, how many molecules might or might not actually be in the kli. Because there's a gzeres gosim to aser kelim and gzeres gosim to matrit al yedei called kitash misho kachas shero. Once you fulfill that gzeres gosim, it's kosher, and we don't care about the metzias. And maybe that is the reason why most Rishonim say you follow Rosh Tashmisho, because they understood it's a gzeres hakasov and not a heiki tenesi
b'alma. Are we saying this is two dinim? If I end up cooking in the pot after that, I do taste food.
No problem.
But that maybe you have two different dinim there. The time of food and food, if I taste the food in my food.
No, it's coming through a kli. That's not regular time kicker. That's only the gzeres hakasov of Caleb. Rav Sternbach, when he agrees with the second thing I'm about to say, says in the opposite direction, either way you won't taste it, it'll only be a tam kolosh. But nonetheless, that tam kolosh is usher if you didn't do it the way of the gzeres hakasov. But I'm also going to say, either way you'll taste the tam gomer. So it doesn't matter. Tam gomer is no problem if it comes out of kelim, except as long as you fulfill the gzeres hakasov. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me in the least.
Even though we've got ten
tam kolosh. Even about tam kolosh, or that tam that doesn't go through a kli, that's mishras. Tom Kalim is not that. That's my whole part. Tom Kalim is not Tom Kicker. It's a separate parsha. My whole part is that Kalim are a separate parsha from Tom Kicker. Gutenberg wants to say Tzvedinim. I'm not interested in saying Tzvedinim right now. That's my chiddush in Rov Tashmisho. It's again, I'm pretty sure I heard once when I was younger from someone, but I wasn't able to confirm that. Based on this, I think we could say another tremendous chiddush, if you agree with this pshat, that kelim is not regular tam keker, it's a special gzeres hakasov, and that's why it makes sense to follow Rosh Tashmisho, because what you're interested in doing is relating to the nature of the kli, not cleaning out the molecules. Then we can explain something, an even bigger chiddush, but last night at the, what do they call it, B'dakah HaTishim, they say in Hebrew. Last night I happened to find that this bigger chiddush is Mefurish in the Mojim at the bottom of Rav Sternbach. He says that maybe you could have a new explanation of Heter Bala. Why does Heter Bala not need Liban? Why does Heter Bala not need Liban? So the truth is we're going to end up having a bunch of new explanations. But let's just think for a second. And as a matter of fact, when I say one like offhand comment, someone's going to think of another tremendous chiddush. But don't say it now because it's going to be too distracting. Why do we say? What does the Gemara say? Hetera bala al yedei haor justu hagala not liban. Right, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Even though it's al yedei haor, if that's hetera bala to hagala not liban, what's the reason for this? So, what most people say the reason is, right, the most bookable shot is because after Hagalah, it's only a Tam Kolosh, and it's not strong enough to create a new Isser. Right? Tam Kolosh of Isser is strong enough to stay Isser. But Tam Kolosh of Heter is not strong enough to make a new Isser. So like if I have a carbon, I get it down to a Tam Kolosh, that's not strong enough to create no Isser. If, according to those who show I have Chomet, and I make it into a Tam Kolosh, that's not strong enough to create an Isser on Pesach, if you want Chomet to Heter Bala. If I have meat, and I get it down to a Tam Kolosh, and then I mix it with milk, that's not strong enough to create Basar B'chala. It's a matter of inertia. Tam Kolosh stays what it is, but it's not strong enough to become something new. That's one shot. And how do we know this? It's a svara. But maybe you could say the reason Hagol is good enough for a Tera Bala is a Gzeres HaKasov. Why is it a Gzeres HaKasov? Because if you take my, and this is, I saw it, Rav Sternbach gave this before. He said slightly different lashon, but he said that the whole issue of leaving Hagola, that's not because B'mtzias it's going to be worse. No, that's Gzeres HaKasov. He says, you have to look at it. It doesn't say quite as radically as I am, perhaps. But if you understand that Kasher and Kalim is not a Heichi Tinsi, Kasher and Kalim is a Halos Mailup Gzeres HaKasov, then if you take this approach, then how many times in the Torah does it say the Kasher Kalim? Twice. Once in Parshas
Once in Parshas. Some people would say, if you don't know Chumash, then close your Gemaras. Once in Parshas Matos and once in Parshas Tzav, right? Right? It says it twice. Why did it say it twice? Now there's more to say about this also, which we'll get to. But why did it say it twice? So it's a very poshut. Matos is a shurabala. You got Caleb from a guy. Tzav is a terabala. It's kachim that will become nosar. So it's poshut. When the Torah gives the gzeres hakasev of yisurabala, what does it say? Called davar shevareishim. What is that? Hair. Right? It says you have to do libon or hagala. When the Torah gives the gzeres hakasev of a terabala, what does it say? Umor kashut of amayim. It doesn't mention libon. Therefore, now of course there could be a reason for this. Point is, nothing figured out Misvara. Al pi gzeres hakasev, the matir for isura bala is libon, because that's what it says in the Chumash. But the matir for hetera bala is hagala, because this is matos and this is tzav, because that's what it says in the Chumash there. Now this is an observation of the. This fits into an observation of a drum in a different way than the Rav took it, right? This year is Midah Tashmisho. It's a leap year. In a regular year, this only works 2.5 for Rishonim. In a regular year, what do we read on, what are we laying on Shabbos HaGadol? In a non-leap year, we always lay Tzav. In a leap year, we almost always lay in the Torah, except for this year, we're laying Akremos. I am in the footnotes of the Sefer Chinuch about the fascinating minag of, where was it? Aragon or wherever, okay? But the Avodah says, why did we lay Tzav in Shabbos HaGadol? You don't have to answer that. He says, because it has the din of Hesher Kalim, Shabbos HaGadol. You have to remember him after your Kalim for Pesach. So it can be very Mendoyak. That, now, of course, there are other reasons why the calendar has to work out that way, right? Because, whatever you need, we want to arrange that we have the proper Toko for Shana and the one Toko for Shavuos, etc., etc. And we want to end the Simchas Torah for many reasons. But it could be very Mendoyak. If you hold Chometz the Terabalah, then we don't have to read Tzav and Shabbos HaGadol, not Matos, because this is the din of Kashrin for a Terabalah that apply to Pesach. So it's very Mizuyak that Ha'orah, the Avodah, is very Mizuyak then. We don't read the Parsha of a Terabala. Anyway, this I found in the Modem Zmanim, basically, that he says the difference between Liban and Agal is not that in Tzias it would be a problem. Misvara, you never need Liban. But it's a Xeris that costs of needing Liban for things like the Ha'orah in Parsha's Matos. That Xeris that costs of is missing from Parsha's Tzav. So that proves that by Surabala is the Xeris that costs of Liban or Hagala. But by a Terabala, there's only Xeris that costs of Hagala. At the same pace, it doesn't matter. I'll peek. There is a kasuv. One is aser, and one is mutter. Therefore, he says, whatever taste is still remaining in your kli for a terabala, I'll peek. There is a kasuv. Is not a problem. Whatever taste is still remaining in your kli, and he surabala if you didn't do liban, I'll peek. There is a kasuv. Is a problem. See, there are the two main things that we discussed here. You can understand in a new way based on this yisod, which is taking the methodology and asking Chakir about Mandar Tam Ke'ikr, and maybe, I'll answer Simi, that could be the sheet of many Mishon and why you follow Rav Tash Misho, which seems to not make sense from a Hevi Tensi perspective, but might make a lot of sense from a Chalos Machter perspective. And then, Rav Shurmach says, that could also explain, I don't know why you didn't say what I said also, I can think of some reason. That would also might be a different way of understanding a parabola, not that it's a svara chazal thought of, but that it's alpi, the fact there are two xeris kasuvs, not just one for Yisura and one for Hetera. Okay, we'll have to continue Amir Tashem next time.